I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt is basking in the glow of making history.
President Mubarak has stepped down, his vice president has stepped down, and the military basically are going to fill the gap with the promise of free and fair elections in September.
That's Terry Ascott, CEO of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. But the real miracle happened on Tahrir Square, Unity.
I hope that as we move forward, the church will be able to build on that. I hope they will also be able to engage in the social and political reconstruction of the country because they have been marginalized for so many years.
Next, Uganda's president has been in power for a quarter century, but this Thursday's election could change that. President Museveni's popularity drops every election, and now he's up against three other candidates. Whoever wins, Wycliffe Bible Translators Uganda director Liz Thompson guesses ministry will continue as usual.
I've not got any sense in which it would be problematic this year.
Wycliffe is currently involved in 13 Bible translation projects in Uganda that you can pray for at our website. Pray now that their work would be unhindered and
pray for the churches. If there is unrest, that the church will be preaching peace and unity, I think.
And the Evangelical Alliance Mission's Jim Baltima has seen the church plant he's been working with in Antalya, Turkey grow, but attempts to build or rent a sanctuary were hindered. So he found the St. Paul Cultural Center, a multi-purpose community center. But there's been a dispute over unfinished expansion construction. Pray for the obstacles to be removed so they can reopen. Baltima says there have been some opportunities to share the gospel that wouldn't have happened without the situation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.